Here's your UltraThink analysis on superpowers in Caveman, Your Majesty. 10 agents just finished analyzing both repos through the scar tissue and Cairo 16 lens. Here's what you need to know. The big picture. 9 out of 10 agents say do not install superpowers as a full plugin. It's built for software engineers shipping code with test suites. You're running an agency with 9 clients, creating content and building courses. Only 3 of its 14 skills matter for you. The other 11 are deadweight that eat 17,000 tokens per session. Here's the consensus. Cherry pick 3 concepts from superpowers. First, checkpointed execution for resumable multi-step client builds. Second, systematic debugging wired into your existing 2 failure rule. Third, add a formal verification step as Cairo number 17. Adapt these natively in your Claude.md. Do not install the plugin. For Caveman, the agents split 50-50. Half say install the plugin for the companion skills like compress and commit. The other half, led by the first principles agent, say just steal the core idea as 3 lines in your master config. Strip filler, no preamble, no recap, state action, execute, report result. Same effect, 0 maintenance, no integration tax. Critical scar tissue warning. 9 out of 10 agents agree, never run Caveman Compress on your safety files. Your Cairo 16 cast blacklist and scar tissue rules are written in blood from real incidents. Compressing them risks stripping the why behind each rule. This is the same pattern as the widget incident where you ran defaults delete without a backup. The money math. Agent 5 ran the numbers. Net monthly savings from Caveman, $13 to $18. That's noise. The real value is solving your memory.md overflow problem. You're at 211 out of 200 lines. Caveman Compress could bring that to 114 lines, 86 lines of headroom. But test on a copy first, always. Now for the outlier gold. Agent 6, the creative maverick, dropped the biggest insight. Cairo is not a configuration, it's a product. Package your Cairo 16 plus scar tissue as a public installable skill called Cairo Safety. Use Superpowers architecture as the distribution template. Nobody else has a battle-tested safety framework born from real disasters. That's your moat. Agent 4, the competitor, says you're looking at the wrong problem entirely. You have 3 MCP servers, Notion, Square, and Pipeboard, already configured but gathering dust. Activate those. Build Cairo Client Pulse for daily auto-scans of all 9 client folders. Build Cairo Content Ship to close the film to publish gap. Those print money, superpowers, and Caveman save pennies. Agent 8 says the content window is open right now. Superpowers and Caveman are trending search terms with a 7 to 10 day shelf life. Film this weekend, episode 1, What is Superpowers? Episode 2, What is Caveman? Episode 3, The Merge. Episode 4, 1 week results. The merge process itself is the content. Your implementation roadmap has 3 tiers. Today, add the Caveman principle as 3 lines in your Claude.md, test compress on a copy of memory.md, and film a 60-second TikTok about superpowers. This week, adapt checkpointed execution, wire debugging into 2 failure rule, add Cairo 17, and film the YouTube series. Next week, build Cairo Compress, activate MCP servers, build Cairo Client Pulse, and explore packaging Cairo as a public product. The dashboard is live on ngrok. All 10 agents' detailed analysis is there with the full comparison table, risk matrix, and implementation roadmap. That's the briefing. Your Majesty.